to completely obliterate, to wipe out. Allah says, dealings of riba and interest, Allah obliterates riba, completely wipes it out, deprives every dealing of riba, Allah deprives it of blessing. It's totally devoid of Allah's blessings. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. But acts of charity, Allah allows those acts of charity to enjoy growth. So acts of charity enjoy growth, and acts of riba, Allah says, is deprived of Allah's blessings. Though to you and I, outwardly, what do we see? Riba looks like increase. You are getting more. And sadaqah, it seems as if you are giving away your wealth. Your wealth is getting less. Allah says it's quite the opposite. It is quite the opposite. Why? Every act of charity, from 1,000 rand, if you give away 100, by giving away 100, you have captured Allah's barakah. You have captured the formula for growth. So that 900 will now take you much, much more further than that 1 million that you have acquired through riba. Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla kaffarin asim. Allah does not love every such person who is ungrateful and who is persistent in his sin. He doesn't give up the sin. He's persistent. He keeps on continuing with that sin and vice. Allah does not love such a person. Inna alladhina amanu, Allah says, indeed those who have brought iman, wa aminu salihat, and they carry out deeds of righteousness. From this we learn that iman alone is not sufficient for salvation. Iman, belief, must be supplemented with acts of piety. Indeed, those who have brought iman, wa'amilu salihat, and they carry out as-salihat, acts of righteousness. Wa'aqamu salah, and they establish salah. Wa'atu zakah, and they discharge zakah. Lahum ajruhum inda rabbihim. Their reward lies with their Rabb. They will find their reward with their Allah. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. There's no reason for them to fear. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There's no reason for them to be grieved. We spoke of the meaning of the fear and the grief. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who have brought iman, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. And whatever interest is due to you, give it up. Do not claim it. So if you engage in an interest-bearing transaction and you have charged somebody interest, and now there remains an amount that is payable to you of that interest money, Allah says, ذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. Whatever remains of the interest that is due to you, give it up. Do not collect it. Do not take it. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are true believers. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. And if you do not do this, if you do not desist, if you do not give up this interest-bearing transaction, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then prepare for a war against Allah and His Rasul. No other sin has been condemned in this manner in the Qur'an. This is the harshest tone that Allah has used for a sin, and that is for interest. Allah says, prepare for a war. If you don't give up interest, then you are at war with Allah and His Rasul. In the commentary of this verse, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who was the head of all the mufassirin, the scholars of tafsir, he says that what is meant when Allah says prepare for a war between Allah and His Rasul, he says on the day of Qiyamah, an angel will come to the one who engaged in interest-bearing transaction, and the angel will say to this person, خُذَ السِّلَاحَكَ. Take your weapon, arm yourself, today you fight against Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do not desist and give up interest, then prepare for a war against Allah and His Rasul. وَإِن تُبْتُمْ. And if you make tawbah, you engaged in certain interest transactions, or you charged somebody interest, after that you have realized what you have done, you made tawbah, you turned to Allah and you repented. Allah says, فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Then the capital, رُؤُوس, رَأْس. Ra'sul mal means the capital. The capital belongs to you. That you are allowed to claim. Whatever loan you have given out, that amount, the capital of your wealth, that you are allowed to take back and that you are allowed to receive. No more than that. La tazlimuna. You are not allowed to wrong anyone by charging them more than what you have given them out as a loan. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ, and you should not be wronged, meaning nobody can charge you more than what you have taken from them. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.